dialect of Wotton Courtney, Somerset, Robert Knight, aged 76, a retired farmer and native, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis on the 10th of December 1956.
Daniel called Mr. Wool, and he always used to have what they called the best cider luck. He always used, when he's picking up the apples, Kingston blacks and sweet apples, and kind of a sweet apples was. And he used to keep those separate, and he used to make that two together, really special cider. Mm-hmm. It was good stuff too. Mm-hmm.
And then did you add anything to the barrels?
No, nothing at all.
You didn't put currants or raisins?
No, nothing at all. Father used to always put it in the barrel when we pressed it out, like, from the cider press was out there, and the cellar was your like. Carried down the cellar and put it ready in the barrel, and fill them up, and then as they worked, you see, there was 30 amount of stuff come out. Father used to keep the barrel full, probably drop every other day or something like that, keep the barrel full, and all the waste of the, well, the cider was working you, come out over. Mm-hmm. Then you'd got nothing but clear cider in the barrels after they finished working. Because it always ferments, like, after you put it in the barrels.
Yes. Mm. And then that's just left, nothing...
Nothing in it, no, nothing at all.
It comes from the pound's mouth, as we call it, you know, yes. Just as it's squeezed out before it gets in the barrels, isn't it?
Ah, yeah, sweet.
Sweet and that.
Have there been a lot of changes in...
Well, yes, there have. There aren't very many old people that, well, my age, like, is about you now. They're all practically dead, out there but one or two. Mm. Different people come, you see, and as they die out, somebody else takes their place.
Yeah. And has the farming changed a lot?
Good bit, yes.
The
you see, years ago it all belonged to one estate. Lord Dutton was the owner of it. Mm-hmm. And then when he died, come to a nephew, and he sold it. Each, a lot of the farmers bought their own farm, you see. So practically each farmer got his own farm now.
Now with the sheep then?
Sometimes, yes, yes. I've been, when they've been buried up, I've gone around with big long sticks and try and vine them, you see, get them out. I've lost one or two, but not very many used today. They've been buried in sometimes for a week.
Would they last?
Yes.
What, 6 weeks, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Good heavens. And how did you know where to find them with your pole?
Well, with all that, all the snow would drift back, you see, very often the sheep, when there's a snow like that, they creeps up on the edge, and sometimes they go to the wrong side, like, you see, in the winds, turn their back to the weather, well, then the snow covers them over, drifts up and covers them over.
Mm-hmm. And what's the worst winter you can ever remember, then?
Well, I can't tell you, not to the date. We had frost for about 6 weeks, and we got a little old lane that used to go up to a field, and the bottom of the lane there was a gate across, like, you see, and there was always a little trickle of water coming down, and froze that much that the bars of the gate stopped the water. Well, then it'd creep over the bar, and then we'd up told us up four up, and the little road up to the fields was full up with ice. Yes, for 6 weeks, freeze for 6 weeks. We had plenty of water, a river come past.
Mill,
used to grind corn there. Before my time, it was what, well, mill farms was called. They used to grind corn for all the villagers, you see. In their days, father always used to keep a certain amount of wheat, and we used to have a bushel, full peck, put in a bag, and you'd take it to the mill and have it ground. Check the bran out, and what was left was flour, what we, mother used to bake bread. Yes. And then we got a hub, like, in the big hole in the wall, and have 2 or 3 faggots of wood, and father used to light it up and keep poking in fire in the oven till he was come to a certain heat, properly white, like. Well, then clear out all the ashes, clear out the oven proper, and put in the bread and shut up the door, and then it was baked by an hour's time. And mother always used to put in a, well, when she was beat a dough, like, she'd put 2 or 3 currants in, beat a dough, just a little pat, like, put inside the door, and when the bread come out, I always had a little cake.
Very nice.
Yeah.